sleeping under a table in a roadside park. A man could wake up dead, but it sure seems warmer than it did sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The judge presiding over former President Trump's criminal trial in New York says closing statements could come as soon as tomorrow. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the prosecution in the hush money case could rest its case today.
First, though, Michael Cohen's going to return to the witness stand here for a fourth day of testimony. He's still under cross-examination after the defense accused Cohen of lying about a phone call he said he had with Trump in late October 2016. To finalize the hush money deal with Stormy Daniels.
It's not clear if the former president will testify in his own defense. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor says he is seeking arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, for war crimes and crimes against humanity. The U.S. does not recognize the court. Iran's president was killed Sunday in a helicopter crash, and in Baltimore, the Dolly cargo ship is on the move 2 months after the crash into the bridge. This is ABC News. This weekend's PGA Championship in Louisville ended with Xander Schauffele winning his first major and a fellow golfer expected to plead not guilty in court after an off-the-course incident.
According to the police report, champion golfer Scottie Scheffler was behind the wheel being directed by a police officer around an unrelated fatal accident scene when he refused to comply and accelerated forward, dragging the officer to the ground. Scheffler later calling his arrest a big misunderstanding and that he never intended to disregard any of the officer's instructions. Louisville's mayor says there is no body camera footage from the police officers, but he says video of the incident could be released this week.
To ABC's Derek Dennis, the Wildcat wildfire in Arizona's Tonto National Forest continues to burn with zero containment. More than 13,000 acres have burned so far as a result of that fire. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have scattered showers and thunderstorms on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. There could be some locally heavy rain, too, with a half inch to an inch or more possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. A couple of isolated stronger storms will be possible, too. 74 will be our high both today and tomorrow. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. The co-owner of a popular Milwaukee steakhouse faces federal child pornography and sex trafficking charges. 5 o'clock steakhouse co-owner Stelio Kalkanis is accused of recruiting a minor girl to take part in sexual acts in Dane County. He was arrested in Florida and made his initial appearance in a Florida federal courtroom. There's trouble facing the home of Wisconsin's minor league basketball team. Media reports say the owners of the Oshkosh Arena, home to the Wisconsin Herd, are behind on $450,000 in property taxes by the end of the month. The owners of the Herd have talked about breaking their lease and finding a new home. And if you're moving out of your college apartment, get back as much of your security deposit as possible. Wisconsin Consumer Protection says renters should do a checkout and take pictures of the apartment so they can get back their security deposit. Landlord-tenant disputes are a top consumer complaint annually. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Head on in to Fleet Farm to take your lawn and garden to the next level this spring. This week, get Miracle-Gro Garden Soil on sale for only $3.99. Pick up 3 pounds of Scott's Turf Builder Sun and Shade Grass Seed at the lowest price of the season, just $12.99. And stop by our garden center to shop over 100 different types of seed and plant varieties. Find everything you need for your everyday life at Fleet Farm. At Fleet Farm, we know every new day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday workwear from Carhartt, Ariat, and Dickies. Everyday lawn and garden from Scotts, Husqvarna, and Miracle-Gro. Everyday tools from DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Craftsman. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durant. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Chippewa Valley is looking at a chance for severe storms tomorrow. Forecasters are expecting rain and a few rumbles of thunder today, but they say chances for stronger storms is much greater tomorrow. Western Wisconsin is at the northern tip of a storm system that could bring high winds, hail, and even a tornado or two to the western third of the state. One person is dead after a motorcycle accident in New Haven Township Saturday. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, a male was traveling northbound on 145th Street when the motorcycle traveled left of center and entered the west ditch and struck a field driveway, causing the motorcycle to leave the ground and eject the driver. The Dunn County Medical Examiner's Office responded to the scene and pronounced the driver deceased. Alcohol appears to be a factor in that accident. The name of the driver is being withheld pending notification of family. One person was injured in a motorcycle accident in the town of Modena Saturday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 56-year-old Christine Miller of Kilkenny, Minnesota, was traveling southbound on Highway Double K near Hanson Road when she negotiated a curve too fast, lost control of the motorcycle, and ended up in the southbound ditch. She was med-flighted to Mayo Hospital in Eau Claire. A suspicious death in Trempealeau County is now being called a homicide. The Sheriff's Department yesterday upgraded last week's death in Ettrick to that homicide. There are some unanswered questions in the case. The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department says the death happened last Wednesday near Highway 53 and Nakani Road Double T. The person's identity hasn't been revealed or how they died. After more than seven decades and 100,000 graduates, UW-Eau Claire commencement ceremonies will have a new home. Saturday's graduation at Zorn Arena was the last in the facility that opened in 1952. University's officials say that the all-time 100,000th UW-Eau Claire graduate was among the near 1,500 students who received their degree on Saturday. The school's next commencement ceremony will be in December at the Sonnentag Center, which is opening this fall. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Twin sisters involved in a deadly Fillmore County buggy crash want the charges against them dropped. Prosecutors say Samantron Peterson was allegedly driving under the influence when she crashed into an Amish buggy near Rochester last September, killing two children. Authorities say she then persuaded her identical twin, Sarah Peterson, to trade places with her. Both sisters have been charged in connection with the incident. A defense attorney claims the state lacks sufficient evidence. Wisconsin's unemployment is now less than 3%. The State Department of Workforce Development says unemployment is more than one percentage point less than the national average. The number of unemployed people statewide decreased about 1,300 over the month. A Dane County 21-year-old is pleading no contest to attempted homicide in connection with an alleged kidnapping plot. A court Friday found Gabriel Savage guilty, but not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. Savage was accused of plotting to kidnap a former DeForest classmate, then kill her and her parents and himself. He was arrested last June on four counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, but three of the charges were dropped after Friday's plea. Savage is scheduled to return to court on Tuesday and is expected to be ordered to enter a treatment facility. Most Minnesota voters want legislators to work out a deal with rideshare companies who are threatening to leave that state over a minimum pay requirement. A recent KSTP Survey USA poll showed 51% say a compromise should be worked out with Uber and Lyft. 16% say the statewide pay bill should pass, and 16% say the Minnesota ordinance should be allowed to take effect. Leaders of Monk Botanical Gardens in Wausau have walked back a poorly received rebranding effort. In a statement Wednesday, they announced that the Wausau Botanic Garden name has been thrown out less than 4 weeks after they announced the change, which was immediately met with pushback from the community and the family of the late Robert Monk, who donated the land for the gardens with the intent that it be used for a public garden and outdoor learning center. After digesting the feedback, leaders announced they would reconsider the move last week, leading to Wednesday's announcement that the name Monk Botanical Gardens has been returned to the property. Board President Paul Davis adds that if there is a future name change or rebrand for the property, the Monk name will still be included. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson would like to see marijuana sales legalized in Wisconsin. You'll probably be hearing more of that from elected officials in Wisconsin now that the Biden administration reclassified marijuana from a dangerous Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 3 drug. Michigan, Illinois, and Minnesota all have legalized recreational sales of the drug. Johnson and others argue Wisconsin's missing out on revenue from that. Wisconsin residents are reportedly spending millions of dollars on legal cannabis in neighboring states. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
A Minnesota city is getting praise for being a great place to retire. Forbes magazine placed Rochester on its list of the 25 best places to retire last week. The list was determined on factors like natural hazards, doctor availability, crime, and affordable living. The magazine listed the Mayo Clinic, good air quality, and a low serious crime rate as good reasons to move to Rochester. But it did dock the city points for being cold in the winter and not being very walkable. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The Minnesota Timberwolves punched their ticket to the Western Conference Finals. Minnesota advanced to its first conference final since 2004 with a 98-90 win over the defending champion Denver Nuggets in Game 7 at Ball Arena. The Wolves trailed by 20 early in the third quarter before outscoring Denver 60-32 the rest of the way. Jaden McDaniels and Karl Anthony Towns scored a team-high 23 apiece. Anthony Edwards finished with 16 points, 8 boards, and 7 assists. The T-Wolves will play the Dallas Mavericks in the next round. Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals is set for Wednesday in Minneapolis. The Minnesota Twins are on a 6-game losing streak following a 5-2 loss to the Cleveland Guardians at Progressive Field. The Twins tied the game at 2 on an error in the top of the ninth, but Will Brennan launched a 3-run walk-off home run in the next half inning to give Cleveland the win. Jose Miranda went deep in the losing effort, and Johan Durand was charged with his second loss out of the bullpen. The Twins will send Pablo Lopez to the mound against the Washington Nationals tonight. The Minnesota Lynx remain undefeated following a 102-93 double overtime win over Seattle at the Target Center. The Lynx led by as many as 16 points in the second quarter before the Storm came back to force overtime. Minnesota took the control in the second overtime, outscoring Seattle 14-5. Nafcia Kolir poured in 29 points. The 2-0 Lynx will visit Connecticut on Thursday. The Minnesota Vikings will get back into action today. The Vikings will hold the first of their 10 OTA workouts at TCO Performance Center today. Minnesota will have 3 workouts this week, with the other 2 happening tomorrow and on Thursday. High school baseball today on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Reminder, all games subject to the weather with all of the rain expected in the forecast. In the Darylin Conference tonight, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran at Alma Center Lincoln. Blair Taylor is hosting Oliva Strum, Melrose Mindoro at Augusta. Pepin Alma is at Whitehall. Dunn St. Croix Conference baseball tonight. Durand, Arkansas hosting Stanley Boyd. Shell Lake at Boyceville. Clear Lake is at Spring Valley. And in the Middle Border Conference today, Hayward hosting Altoona, Ellsworth at St. Croix Central, Prescott hosts Osceola.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Houston grabbed the rubber game of their series with the Brewers, winning 9-4 on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kyle Tucker homered twice, and Jose Altuve went yard once in the Houston win. Colin Ray allowed 5 runs on 8 hits and 4 and a third, walking 4 for the Brewers. Manager Pat Murphy.
Colin didn't have his best game, but at the same time, he battled and gave us a lot of innings. You know, he battled, and the 5 that he gave us were crucial. We didn't do a good job after that, but 2 home runs hurt us badly after that. But no, Colin didn't. He didn't pitch great. He'd be the first to tell you that. Walking people is not his gig. He can't do that. He can't walk people.
Bryce Durang had 3 hits and a pair of RBI for the Brewers, who take on the Marlins in Miami tonight. Whitewater and La Crosse will square off in the NCAA Division III Baseball Super Regional later this week in Whitewater. The Warhawks won their own regional by knocking off Center 6-4, while La Crosse won its own regional with a 9-7 victory over Coe College. In the Midwest League, Wisconsin took 5 of 6 from rival Beloit this past week, winning 5-3 in the series finale on Sunday. D.L. Hall made a 1-inning rehab start, retiring all 3 hitters in the first inning, the Brewers' left-hander. Xander Schauffele captured his first major. He fired a 6-under-65 on Sunday to win the PGA Championship at 21-under-par, one shot better than Bryson DeChambeau. Victor Hovland finished 3rd, 3 shots off the lead. The field is set for the NBA Conference Finals. Minnesota down Denver 98-90 in Game 7 of the Western Conference Semifinals. In the East, Tyrese Halliburton had 26 points to lead Indiana to a Game 7 130-109 victory over the New York Knicks to advance. And OTAs begin this week. The Packers officially starting Phase 2 of their offseason program today and tomorrow. They'll work out several times before their June 11th mandatory minicamp. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of clouds and showers and thunderstorms expected. 70% chance. We'll have highs mid-70s, south winds at around 10. Could see some sunshine, though, this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then a 40% chance of showers and storms late, low 60s. Tomorrow, 90% chance of showers and storms. Some could be severe, with highs in the mid-70s. Clouds across the region, some scattered rain showers as well. Lake City, 59. Pepin, Wabasha, Nelson, 58. Mondovi, O'Galley, Plum City at 57. Here at WRDN Clouds, 58 with Kenny Chesney and Don't Happen Twice. It's 7:23.
I haven't seen you in forever.
you haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish on every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. To this day I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. And in a way, seeing you like this, I guess it never really did. And we sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish on every star in that clear September sky. Cups, 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. Just don't happen twice.
Solve a problem. Well, it's almost dawn. Ain't no time for sleeping if our love is wearing thin. 'Cause I ain't giving up, you ain't giving in. Don't let our love start slipping. Love starts
slipping away. the country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry about the moon. No matter what sky I'm laying under, in the eye of a hurricane, when I got one foot in the grave, I'll dig my boots into the dirt. Face the rolling thunder. I'm five generations ablazing a trail through barbed wire valleys and overgrown dales. I'm barefoot and bareback and born tough as nails.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lainey Wilson, Wildflowers and Wild Horses. 7:34. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Coming up this morning, today in history during the 9 o'clock hour, also opening farm markets as well during the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries next hour. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call 715-672-8989 or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. You can send us a message that way as well. Also, this morning, the last pandas in the U.S. are heading home. We'll tell you about that. Also, we'll tell you about Kyle's trying to set a world record. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. Well, congratulations to Durand Fire Department. Boy, what a nice day on Saturday, huh? For the spring dance and fundraiser. Picked up a few things at the auction. And I also determined that I need a new set of glasses, as I thought I was bidding on 5 yards of concrete, and instead Didn't read the sheet properly. Oops. Ended up with a oak table that goes on top of a desk. Well, wasn't that a surprise? Congratulations, Brian. Yeah, there you go. Oh, well. Oh, man. It's nice, though, but you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, time to get another set of glasses. But a lot of folks were out and about on Saturday over at the fire station and helping out the Durant Fire Department, and it was good to see. And congratulations again to the firefighters for putting all that on. I asked one of them, I said, hey, what happens if the fire horn goes off? Everybody's here. Oh, well, you know, we have some guys that are already ready to go on a truck, and then we call the neighbors. I'm like, really? You call the neighbors? Yep. Call the neighbors for help. Do all the neighbors around the fire station know?
Olson Farm Greenhouses has been working hard this spring preparing potted hanging plants and growing perennials and annuals. And the greenhouses are full of colorful blooming plants for you to spruce up your gardens, porches, and planter beds. Don't wait. Get to Olson Farm Greenhouses early for the best selection. Olson Farm Greenhouses will be open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 10 to 5, through the end of the season. Olson Farm Greenhouses, Highway 10, Mondovi.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Forecast up for today, plenty of clouds here early on. We'll have a 70% chance of some showers and storms. Partly sunny, possibly, by the afternoon. Highs mid-70s, south winds at around 10. Tonight, 40% chance of showers and storms late. Lows low 60s. Tomorrow, 90% chance of showers and storms. Some of those storms could be severe. We'll have highs mid-70s. Clouds across the region, even some scattered rain showers moving through. Lake City, 59. Pepin, Wabasha, Nelson, 58. Mondovi, O'Galley, Plum City, 57 here at WRDN. Clouds, 58 with Zach Brown and Alan Jackson. And as she's walking away, it's 7:39.
We never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. We were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say. Give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. And my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mind what it should say. May have lost this battle, live, fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. Next to me did say about the one that got away, so
son, I missed my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. And don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. Falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling, falling and falling in love as she's walking away.
Looks like to me you're feeling kinda crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here. So my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said you did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Two towns back, I showed your photograph in the gas station. Just started to laugh. She said I might see you in this old bucket of rust, and said good luck boy, just follow that cloud of dust. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates. It took her leaving just to get it through my head. She's the one and only, it's over, that's it. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove. Texas place, candy apple red rodeo. Yeah, how fast can I go? I gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I gotta let her know. Need
nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We don't cuss and we don't care enough to even hate. We could tear up a house, we could burn the whole thing down, but boy, what for? 'Cause we don't even fight anymore. No, we don't.
Oh, we don't anymore.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Carly Pierce and Chris Stapleton, We Don't Fight Anymore, 752. I'm Brian Winnikins. Well, the National Weather Service has put the WRDN, or most of the WRDN listing area, under a enhanced risk of severe weather tomorrow. As the Weather Service saying, strong to severe thunderstorms are forecast for Tuesday, especially in the evening across portions of southeast Minnesota into western Wisconsin. And some of those could have damaging winds, large hail, the whole deal, heavy rain as well. First potential, I guess you could call it, for a widespread severe weather outbreak. That again for tomorrow. If that happens, we'll be here. Yours truly, along with staff meteorologist Corey Hartman and Mace Michaels with the Severe Studios staff. And we will keep you up to date on the latest in the weather if that happens. Of course, this is an early forecast. All it takes is the storm to move 50 miles one way or the other, and the whole thing will change. But we'll keep you up to date if we do have bad weather tomorrow. We will keep you up to date throughout the day. We're going to try to see if we can't chat with meteorologist Corey Hartman here during the 9 o'clock hour, kind of get some of the lowdown on that, and maybe even have him look into his crystal ball for the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Hopefully it ain't a washout. Just saying. I wouldn't want that. One tourist is not in a heap of trouble after taking responsibility for kind of making a silly move. A historic wooden tower came down in Death Valley National Park over the weekend. Why? Well, federal officials say a tourist used the 113-old wood tower to anchor a winch so they could free their vehicle from the mud. Hey, here's a good idea. We'll hook up to this tower that's standing here. It's wood. It's a little old, but it'll hold. Let's let her go. Yeah, well, while retrieving the truck, the tower fell to the ground. Thank you for playing. Park authorities, though, say the visitor did come forward and say, yeah, okay, that wasn't one of my better ideas, and has taken responsibility for the accident. They will not be publicly identified. I don't know how you replace a 113-foot tower, but, we'll see if they have any other good ideas with that, right?
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Let me say